Welcome back, Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in. We're here to try and help you out any way we can around your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's our goal to become your best friend. And we do that by answering questions all week long, not only here on the show Saturday mornings, but all week long, questions that y'all send us through the internet machine. Gary, what's the internet mailbox allow for us this week?
It's amazing how many questions we get through the internet machine.
Oh,
because
man.
If we were to answer every one of them, we'd be on the air for 12 hours today and then another 12 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's so true. And then when you take a look at all the questions we've been asked over all the years, that website, rosieonthehouse.com, is like an encyclopedia to questions we've been asked about Arizona homes for 33 years.
A few weeks ago, you talked about the paintbrush and how long it would last.
Yeah.
Wait, I got to tell you this.
Okay.
I had a friend text me, and he said, "You got to be kidding. That's the most asked question of the week. People want to know how paintbrushes will last." You went into detail, okay?
Yeah.
After he heard it, I get a text going, "I stand corrected." He said, I learned so much about paintbrushes and whatnot. And can you remember the one you've had for, is it 30 years that you still use?
Yeah. It's a 2.5-inch. It's my favorite paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
2.5-inch tapered Purdy with an 8-inch handle.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Purdy is the name brand?
It is the name brand.
Wow.
P-U-R-D-Y.
Okay. I'm getting one.
Yeah. It's a wood-handled that was one of the first nylon bristle brushes I ever bought. Back when I learned to paint, we used the natural hair bristle because it was all oil-based paint back then.
And then when I was a kid, I was painting models, you know, airplanes and cars like that with camel hair brushes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they didn't last very long. So the most asked question of the week on the internet machine, what size grab bar is best for the bathroom?
Oh, that's a loaded question. That's like, how big's a dog? I think...
Can a dog use a grab bar?
Yeah, man. I think when I visit with homeowners about accessorizing their bathroom with grab bars, one, they're always surprised that they don't quite look as institutional as they once did. You really can get some stylish-looking grab bars that don't make your residential bathroom look like a hospital bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That surprises a lot of people, that they really can be obtained in a myriad of different finishes and a myriad of different sizes. If someone's going to do it themselves, I would tell them to get a Franklin stud finder and locate where all the studs are behind your tile shower wall. That's really critical.
Can I give a shameless plug here? It's on the e-store at rosieonthehouse.com.
There you go.
Right.
It's the stud finder. It's the stud finder we like the best. And don't get your mind set on running it perfectly horizontal, because it's more important that grab bar be mounted to something significantly strong, like the stud skeleton behind the wall. You don't want to be holding that thing up simply with the drywall, the mud bed, and the ceramic tile. So find the studs, and that may mean your 18-inch grab bar is going to have to be put at a slight slope to get to the 16-inch spacing that the studs are.
Okay.
And that's okay. It's much more important that it's anchored properly. So take a look at how you're going to access that tub and where would be the first place you're going to want to grab. Sometimes we put them vertically right there at the entrance where you can grab a bar, step over the tub wall or step over the shower threshold, get into the tub, and then we have one at an angle on the far wall that someone then can grab if they're going to raise one leg and put it on the shelf and shave their legs or just to steady themselves while they shower. So what size to get, there's no limit to what sizes you can get. You can get them straight. You can get them built at a 90-degree curve to go around the inside of a corner. The important thing is, whatever size you decide, strategically think about where you want to put it, and then make darn tootin' sure it's anchored to a stud. If you're using a cordless drill. You set that drill on the maximum torque setting it has, and you don't stop putting that screw in until that torque setting stops the drill. If that screw's still spinning, you've gone all the way through the tile, you've gone all the way through the mud, you've gone all the way through the sheetrock, and it hasn't bitten into anything. And the other little tip is when you drill into ceramic tile, make sure you've got a ceramic tile bit so that you're not fracturing the ceramic tile. And what I always do is I cheat. I go with a really small one, as small as an eighth inch, and I use it like a pilot hole. And I just drill it. I make sure I don't crack the surface of the tile. Mm-hmm. And then I go in with a 5/16 and open it up a little bit so then I can put that quarter inch screw, lag screw, 5/16 lag screw in to anchor it to that solid stud. So there's a couple tips. I don't know if that really answers their question of what size is the best, but those are all the considerations you need to think through.
And when I have stayed at hotels in the past, especially some of the resorts here, every one of the showers have grab bars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, grab bars are no longer something that ages a bathroom. We're putting them in virtually every bathroom we redo right now.